attachment.
With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here, live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, January 21st, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, you know what? Even the futures, before the market opens, are volatile. Imagine that. We can't even sleep through the night without worrying about the futures bouncing all over the place. The futures were way down when I went to bed last night. I watched the first act on American Idol, and I said, okay, this is off to a bad start here. Actually, I saw one that was pretty good. I checked the futures, and they were down like 120 points. Okay, that sounds good. Great. And then this morning at about 5:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the futures were way up after Mario Draghi over in Europe, the president of the European Central Bank, said, you know what, we're going to fire a bazooka at this thing if we have to. More stimulus. They're going to fire more money into the air for people to grab if they have to. The futures went up like 120, and then they went clear down to even. And right now, the market, the Dow, is up 53 points at 15,820. We have not hit that critical support level yet that would turn this into a bear market, but we are ever so close. The S&P 500 is up 4.5 points right now to 1863 once again. We are ever so close on the brink of finally breaking down into a bear market after 6.5 years of bull. Even more years of that here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour. The NASDAQ is up 9 points, 4,480 right now. And look at this. Crude oil's up. Am I seeing things? 26.76. It's up 0.8%. Gold is at 1,096. The euro's at 1.08. And the 10-year yield is at 1.97%. Wow. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in a somewhat foggy. I can't even see the building next to me here. I feel like I'm in the clouds here this morning on the 19th floor of the financial center of San Diego on a cloudy day. Well, they're expecting blizzards on the East Coast. No blizzards headed for San Diego this weekend. Maybe it'll be a nice day. I tried to get out and go fishing last week, but the darn markets, gosh darn it. This volatility is making me work longer hours than usual. Once again, first guy in the building this morning, the guard was asleep. I had to wake him up. But I'm happy to be here. I love what I do. I'm strapped into my chair, got my seatbelt on. I think the best thing to do right now is to be part long and part short. And that's what I am. I talked about the short side of the market yesterday. I currently own 9 inverse positions on the market. But overall, that represents a little less than a 10% overall position in the capital that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. I still have about 50% long position, and the rest is sitting in cash. Okay, let's get to the news of the day. We had a wild day on Wednesday. We were down 550 points. We actually went below that sell line, that line in the sand in the S&P 500 and on the Dow. But it's all about the close. And at the close, we had recovered quite a bit. We gained back. We had a 300-point rally in the afternoon to finish down just 250. The NASDAQ actually went positive there towards the end of the day. The action seemed to be in the most beleaguered areas of the market right now, the small caps and the biotechs. In my eyes, that would have been short covering at some point. The short sellers got a trigger to say, okay, let's cover our shorts and let's start buying these things back and let's lock in our profits from the short sell that we just made. That's what I saw from my vantage point. However, it could have also been a final washout in the market. It had that feel to it, but it's still too early to tell. It's still a market that looks good fundamentally. The economy's not headed into a recession. We could have some pretty good growth in S&P 500 this year, but that's in doubt. And the sentiment of the market and the technicals of the market are lousy. That's why I believe in a long and short type of scenario right now in the market. And I'll explain what I mean by that in today's show. Yesterday, we went into inverse funds in depth, and I tried to point out how useful they can be during times like this. Draghi opens the door to more stimulus. Well, I just have to say that the European stock market, the EFA, looks horrible. It's breaking down. And for that reason, I continue to have an inverse position on Europe. EPV is the way that I would play Europe. There's nothing but bad news. Structurally, they've made so many bad mistakes over there in Europe. And we're starting to make, or we have been making, the same mistakes here. We really don't want to follow their lead in a lot of things that they've done over there. They've really screwed up a lot of countries. France is crying uncle. They've got an emergency, a financial emergency. So I think there's money to be made in the short side of Europe. Like I say, that's the short side of the equation. And I'll talk a little bit about where I'm still long, on the long side of the equation right now. We also had the jobless claims come in a little bit hotter than expected, 293K. I bet a lot of those are oil workers. I saw that Southwest Energy, a driller, laying off 1,000 people, and there's more layoffs happening in the oil patch. So jobless claims increased to 293K. Still pretty good numbers, however. We have not seen a breakdown in the employment picture, which would be a hallmark of a looming recession, and we're not seeing that yet. Hence, you could make the argument for still being long in some areas of the market. U.S. crude inventories build again, 4.5 million barrels. That was double the expectations. We still are not working off crude oil supplies. Oil's cleared down to $26.76 right now. It is up a little bit. I'll say one other thing. Yesterday had the feel of a bottom in oil. Only time will tell. But I told the guys here at the office, I said, just watching this thing every day, day after day, day after day, kind of had the feel of a short-term bottom here in the market and in the oil patch. So that's why I'm still happy to be on, to have some long positions here, mostly long in the market still. But I have those short positions out there just in case I'm ready, I'm prepared. The first U.S. tanker arrives in Europe. Hey, we're exporting some of our oil finally. That's the first shipment in 4 decades. You see, there was a law prohibiting that kind of activity, and now we're allowing Texas crude or wherever it comes from, North Dakota crude, we're shipping it now. And Europe got their first shipment yesterday, the first one in 4 decades. Here's a sign of the times, Kinder Morgan. This is another good lesson on chasing yield, why it's not a good idea. Kinder Morgan has a yield of 15.9% if you look it up, but that's looking backwards. You got to look forward. Are they going to continue that dividend? A lot of people were buying these high-yield stocks thinking, boy, this is like a gift from heaven. Well, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Kinder Morgan declares the 75% cut in their dividend. Kinder Morgan stock is now down 73% from its high. What good did that dividend do you? Not much. UBS, there's another sign of the times. Have you heard of exchange-traded notes? This is another concoction of Wall Street that they peddle. They're notes that pay a little bit more than treasuries and CDs. Here's the problem. UBS had some exchange-traded notes based on the master limited partnerships or the pipeline stocks. They're both down 60% year to date. So they were sold as safe alternatives to CDs. Another good idea from Wall Street. UBS shuts down those two MLPs. I don't know what they're going to do to the poor folks that invested in them, but another idea that has gone bad. BHP hits an 11-year low. BHP is a big commodity producer out of Australia. You know, commodities have the look of maybe bottoming out yesterday. Only time will tell. We'll keep our eye on that. But they just had that look of that total washout, final washout. We got more news to get to when we come back. A lot happening in the market. A lot of volatility, flailing back and forth. Yesterday I talked about inverse funds and how handy they can come in some of the most vulnerable areas of the market, like Europe right now and those emerging markets and other areas. But there's still some spots that are okay on the long side. We'll finish up the news and then we'll get to a few of those long side ideas right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. What's your asset allocation look like? Look in the mirror. What's your asset allocation look like right now? Are you working out at the gym? No, I'm not talking about that kind of asset allocation. I'm talking about stocks, bonds, cash, gold, real estate, inverse funds, which I have talked a lot about. I'm one of the guys in the industry that actually employs and uses inverse funds. I was inventing my app some 7-8 years ago during the last bear market. I already knew about inverse funds because I was using them in variable annuities at the time. I was having meetings with the pro funds who were kind of innovators and pioneers in the inverse universe. They invented inverse mutual funds. But along came inverse exchange-traded funds, which became even easier for us to use. And I learned a lot about their behavior back in 08, 09. I mentioned yesterday how much the financial inverse ETF soared in that 08, 09 time frame, with financials going down left and right and the inverse fund going up like crazy. You have to pick on the most vulnerable areas in the market. And I went over those vulnerable areas in the market yesterday. But there's still some areas of the market that are holding up okay. And I'll talk about a few of those today. Want to finish the news. Southwest Energy laying off 1,000 people. Okay, where are they headquartered? SWN, they produce oil and natural gas primarily in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Pennsylvania. They're headquartered in Spring, Texas. Look at the chart on that thing. Boy, that looks terrible. But once again, I would say that that oil patch just had the feel yesterday of maybe a final flushing out. We'll see. Only time will tell. Even Southwest Energy has a pretty good chart here. It's starting to settle down. It's starting to go sideways, and it's actually starting to break out just a little bit here today. We'll keep our eye on that one. But they're laying off 1,000 people, which is a sign of the times. That's not helping the U.S. economy. Alaska, on the other hand, they beat earnings by 6 cents. Now, there's an area of the market that I still like. Those stocks are still holding up. Yes, they've sold off with the rest of the market, but they haven't given sell signals yet. And they're flying on very cheap fuel right now. Is that being passed? I don't fly that much. As airline passengers, have you seen a big drop in airline tickets? You can send me an email about that. I have a hunch. I know what the answer is. Well, we're paying about the same as when oil was $107 a barrel. Now, I have seen gasoline prices come down significantly at the gas pump, but probably not as much as they should have come down. I still like the airline stocks at the current time. Another one that beat earnings, Love, which is Southwest, one of the best-run airlines in the world. Always on time, always crowded. Got some guy's armpit right in your face if you're flying it while you're trying to work on your laptop. Southwest Airlines had a pretty good earnings report. I'm still long Southwest Airlines, LUV. Travelers, okay, we're heard up in the Minnesota area. Travelers is a big company up there. I don't own Travelers. It's a member of the Dow. Actually, Travelers is in New York, New York. I'm thinking, yeah, no, it used to be in St. Paul, right? St. Paul And now they're headquartered in New York, New York. I wonder if they've got New York values back there at Travelers. Travelers beat earnings. Travelers is down, though, $1.65 right now. Xilinx. What the heck is a Xilinx? That's a semiconductor company. They reported earnings way better than expected. That stock's up $4.36. That works out to a 10% jump in that stock today, Xilinx. That's good for the semiconductors. Verizon beats by a penny. Verizon, a very, very dull stock over the years, just sideways. I know it pays a big dividend of 5%, but I don't like to chase stocks just for big dividends. I want some capital appreciation too, doggone it. And there hasn't been any capital appreciation in Verizon for a long, long time. PPG, that is PPG Industries. That's paint, glass, things like that. PPG is also a member of the S&P 500. They beat earnings by a penny. So far, I haven't heard one company say the economy is collapsing. We're headed into a recession. I haven't heard that yet. That's why I still maintain a pretty hefty long side to my portfolio, along with a big chunk of cash and along with some of those inverse funds, 9 to be exact, spread throughout the various portfolios, 2 in this portfolio, 3 in this one, 2 or 3 in this one. And I use different inverse funds depending on the portfolio. You can see those in my newsletter, which ones I own. They could be highly profitable if the market does indeed turn into a bear market here, which it's really threatening to do. It hasn't done it yet, but boy, is it close. Last week's newsletter was called On the Brink. Well, we've got the rest of today and tomorrow before I write this week's newsletter. You might want to give it a gander. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I've been writing that thing for 20 years. I've been a bull since March 23rd. Of 2009. I've been dishing out the bull on radio for the last 20 years. I try to give honest bull, however, as honest as I can possibly be. I want you to get the best information that you can possibly get so that you can manhandle or womanhandle your portfolio that you might be managing. The railroads, oh my gosh. Am I glad I sold my railroad stocks many moons ago? Canadian Pacific misses earnings. You know, they were carrying a lot of oil. Now they're carrying a lot less oil. That's a good thing. Maybe that'll decrease the supply. Union Pacific missed earnings. That one's getting clobbered again. These things gave sell signals well over a year ago, year and a half ago. Anybody that would still be owning the railroad stocks, not a very good idea. Will they bottom out and flush out at some point in time? More than likely. But it doesn't look like any time soon here. I would continue to avoid the railroad stocks, even though you might find some juicy dividends there. I see Union Pacific is currently 3.2%, but with the stock hitting new lows, that pretty much wipes out whatever dividend yield that you might be collecting on the stock. Well, it's a mixed-up market right now. We've been in a bull market for the last 82 months, one of the longest bull markets in history. It looked like it was grinding to a halt in the fall of last year. We had a better-than-expected earnings season, which could happen again this time. We've only had about 5% of companies that are going to report earnings so far. We have a very small sampling. I'll be updating that tomorrow. On how that small sampling is doing. Can we extrapolate this out? And what are they saying about this year, the rest of this year, and next year? That'll all be in the newsletter this weekend at GundersonCapital.com. Meantime, we continue to manage money here at Gunderson Capital. And I'll talk about where we're at when we come back. This is the best stocks now and the best inverse funds now, Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? There's still some good stocks on the long side of the market. This is a market that I believe in being both long and short. During a bull market, you want to be all on the long side. And when things start to teeter, when things start to look kind of bad, you pick on the most vulnerable areas of the market. And if we go into a full-on bear, it can be highly profitable. You know, there's already bear markets around the world that I'm picking on. The emerging markets are in a bear market. Europe is entering into a bear market. Other areas that I talked about at length yesterday and that will be in my newsletter again this weekend are very vulnerable right now. The U.S. markets are vulnerable, but they have not gone into a bear yet. And some stocks are holding up still quite nicely. I continue to own Alaska Airlines, ALK. I continue to pick on low oil prices, and the airlines are one of the beneficiaries of that. Alaska, obviously, headquartered, not in Alaska, believe it or not, headquartered in Seattle, Washington, home to many fine companies, Amazon, Google, Starbucks, Nordstrom's, and Alaska Air. Alaska Air is a $9.8 billion company. Last time I flew down to Cabo San Lucas in Mexico on the tip of the Baja Peninsula, I flew Alaska Air direct from San Diego in just a short two-hour flight. That was lovely. Boy, I need to go down there again. But they're kind of having the same weather. Chilly. It's down to 68 down there right now. I'm sure back there with the blizzard approaching, 68 sounds pretty good. But Alaska has been one of the great stocks. In fact, it's one of the few trophy winners in the Gunderson database. Download the app for free on the iPhone or on your Android phone or on your computer. You don't even have to download it. You just go to beststocksnowapp.com, type in ALK, Alaska, and you'll see that it comes up as a trophy winner. And I'm not politically correct here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't give a trophy to just anybody. You have to earn a trophy here. You know, when I was a kid, the only teams that got a trophy were the winners and the runner-ups. And I can still remember being on really bad teams in Little League. My first year I was on a really bad team. Actually, no, I was on a bad team. Second year we won the championships. I stole home to win the championship game. It was the only good thing I did all year, I think. And we got a trophy. I still have that trophy. That trophy means something to me. Alaska Air gets a trophy. It's an $8.8 billion market cap company. I see they're upping their dividend. The dividend yield is 1.2%. Yes, the stock has sold off recently with the rest of the market. It's bent, but it has not broken. You know, that's a philosophy that you kind of have to have in the market. You have to be willing to bend. You know, if you think you're going to own a portfolio that is not going to go down 10 or 15% from time to time, maybe even a little more, you know what? You're in the wrong business because the market fluctuates and there's drawdowns in the market. You want to prevent the big drawdowns, but you have to be willing to bend. You just can't break. A lot of defenses in the NFL are run that way. I remember Bill Arnsparger. He was, I believe, the defensive coach for the Dolphins, maybe even the head coach for the Dolphins, and he came to San Diego as the defensive coach, and he had the bend but don't break defense, which is a pretty good philosophy. It's been used over the years. Well, Alaska has bent recently. Maybe that's created opportunity. Over the last 10 years, Alaska has delivered 25% per year to investors. The market's only delivered 4%. Over the last 5 years, Alaska's delivered 35% per year to investors. Don't forget, there was some expensive fuel prices along the way over the last decade. Alaska has delivered 35% over the last 5 years, and the market's delivered only 7.8%. Over the last 3 years, Alaska's continued to move quite nicely, up 43% per year. That's the average compound annual growth. No guarantees going forward. That's the track record. The market's only delivered 7.8%. Well, we hope that the track records will continue. I'm sure that the Detroit Tigers, who recently signed Justin Upton away from the Padres, giving him $21 million a year for the next 6 years, that adds up to $132 million. They're hoping that he'll continue to put some home runs into the seats. I don't know. I watched him last year with the Padres. He didn't seem to be very consistent to me. If they're willing to give him that kind of money, God bless them. I don't think he's worth that. But they're still hoping that his track record will continue. And I'm hoping that Alaska Air's track record will continue because it's been a good one. Over the last 12 months, Alaska is up 5%. The market's down 8%. Well, it's all about relative strength. And on a relative basis, obviously, Alaska Air has performed much, much better than the overall market. I had a line in the sand drawn on Alaska Air. It came right down to that line in the sand here recently. It held, and now it's starting to bounce off of that line in the sand. And they reported earnings that were better than expected today, and they're raising their dividend yield. Performance is one half of the equation. That's what the market lacks right now. And that's what could take it into a bear. The fundamentals of the market are pretty good right now in the economy, but they're suspect. There's some suspicion there. There's some worry there. And that's also hurting the market. And there has been some suspicion in Alaska. Sometimes when the market sells off, in fact, most times when the market sells off, it sells off everything, even best stocks now. When the market goes down, almost everything goes down with it, except the inverse funds. That's why I like to have some inverse funds right now. Alaska Air has gone from 87 clear down to 70. Well, even lower than that, almost 68 here recently. It sold off by about 16, 17%, and now it's starting to bounce. From a valuation and a fundamental point of view, Alaska's trading at 9 times forward earnings. That's pretty cheap, especially when you consider that they've been growing those earnings by 26% per year over the last 5 years, meaning you're getting a stock at a steep discount to its growth rate. It's expected to continue to grow those earnings. I see they're teaming up with other airlines. I want to say they're teaming up with Hawaiian, another airline that I like, Hawaiian Airlines, HA. Alaska has currently got a PEG ratio of 0.44, meaning that it's trading at a huge discount to its growth rate. We call that PEG ratio. That's the forward PE, which is 9.0, divided into the anticipated growth rate. That's the consensus provided by the analysts that follow the stock, which currently stands at 20%. 9 into 20 is less than 1, and growth investors love. We call that GARP, growth at a reasonable price. Here you're getting growth for 44 cents on the dollar with the PEG ratio of 0.44. Now, Alaska is expected to make $3.10 when all is said and done when the smoke clears in 2015. Actually, I'm looking at one. Let me point over to Alaska. Alaska is expected to make $6.43 this year, which is 54% greater than last year. And next year, that growth is expected to continue as they're expecting to make $7.45 next year. When I take those earnings and extrapolate them out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for an airline stock like Alaska, I come up with a $140 target price 5 years from now. And the stock is currently trading at $70.56. Putting it at about a half price stock right now. A lot of what ifs, a lot of variables, a lot of things that can happen, but I watch it daily. Every 90 days they report earnings, which they did today. Once again, good company. You notice how the bad companies like IBM continue to report bad results, and the good companies like Alaska ALK continue to report good results. I remain long Alaska Airlines right now, one of the stocks I still own in my portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We talked about the crazy action that occurred on Wednesday with the market down 550. It closed down 250, but the NASDAQ actually went positive towards the end of the day. I saw a lot of short covering in the small caps and the biotech area, but it also had the look of a washout, maybe a short-term washout capitulation. And I felt like we could get a rally off of that, but I'm still pretty worried about the market. And I do have 9 inverse funds. I went over those yesterday in my show, and I'll be reiterating that point here in my newsletter once again this weekend. I talked about earlier in the show, we talked about some of the news here coming in today as we continue to get evidence as to whether or not America's headed into a recession or not. We get the initial jobless claims numbers coming in at 293,000, a little bit higher, but still not really indicative of a looming recession out there. Draghi, obviously very worried about Europe. I have a short position, an ETF that is inverse Europe. It looks very, very vulnerable to me. Draghi opens the door to more stimulus. That's helping the global markets here today, but that's not really a good sign when he's saying things like that. It means he's pretty worried. And I still think it's best here to have long positions. I mentioned those that are still hanging in there okay, like Alaska Air. I also mentioned Love, Southwest Airlines, and some short positions until the market makes up its mind. It went below critical levels yesterday, intraday. It tested them again. Didn't really go below. It went right about to where those critical levels were. And then it rallied off of those levels, and it's all about the close. So we still have not received a technical sell signal, 81 months of bull. We still don't have a bear market signal, but I am prepared. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, a bear market can be quite profitable if we go into a full-on bear market. So we have to be very vigilant here, and there's some very vulnerable areas of the global economy and in sectors of the market that could be wildly profitable. And I already have positions in many of those areas of the market. We've had several earnings reports come in here today. I would have to say that the small sampling of earnings that we've had so far, I haven't seen anything apocalyptic about it. Nobody's warned that the end of the world is coming, that we're headed into a recession, but we have a very small sampling so far. I would say the most troublesome one came from Intel a week ago, 2 weeks ago. They missed earnings and didn't give a very good forecast about computer sales, but you know what? They've been declining for a long time. The bigger worry continues to be the energy sector, the oil patch, where many companies are reporting earnings that are 50% less than this same quarter last year. Vulnerable areas of the market, railroads, they all missed earnings today. But on the other side of the street, the airlines, they're doing just fine, and that's why I still believe in having some long positions in the market, obviously. And every day, I believe, my methodology is to go through them one at a time. Triage, right? Isn't that what they do? I had to take my wife to the emergency room about 9 months ago. She fell. Her ankle was swelling up rapidly. We got to the emergency room. There was about 100 people, one doctor. Welcome to Obamacare, right? One doctor for 100 people. We were number 100 in line. They finally got to her at 3 a.m. But it's a triage. I mean, obviously, if she came in and was having a major heart attack, they would have moved her up to maybe number 33 in line or something like that. An ankle swelling, that's way down the list. Well, it's the same in the stock market. Some are holding up just fine. And I go through those patients every single day, check their pulse, look at a picture, look at the chart. Has it broken down? Is anything changing fundamentally? And I make decisions one at a time on a daily basis. I believe that day in the market is made up of lots of small decisions, not these great big major all-in or all-out decisions. Lots of small decisions, and you have to be willing to accept in the market that the market's going to bend sometimes more so than others. Stocks are going to bend. You have to give them some room. If you've got the idea that every time a stock goes down 7%, 8%, you should sell that, try it for a while. Take a look at how the canned slim funds have done over the long haul, which employ that strategy. If you like whiplash, then, you know, go ahead. And I hear people, why don't you sell when things go down 7%? You know what? I'd be selling probably 500 trades a year in a portfolio using that strategy. I've learned that you have to let them bend a little, the good stocks. Yes, I have a line in the sand, but you have to let them bend a little, not break. If they break, then they have to be pulled out. They have to be excised from the portfolio. But you have to be willing to bend a little. You know, people whine, gosh, you know, my portfolio's bending here. How come you're not protecting me? Well, you know what? You have to be willing to let it bend somewhat. You're going to sell your home every time it goes down 5% and buy a new home? You have to wait and see. You have to be willing to bend a little. The 7 to 8% rule may work for short-term traders, but not investors in the market. You have to give good companies a little more latitude than that. The trick is not to let them break. Well, anyways, that's how we manage money. I'm not an index investor. I don't believe in being fully invested at all times, especially if we're headed into a recession, which we're not yet, but we have to keep our antennas up. I have a big chunk of cash sitting on the sidelines right now from stocks that were threatening to break. I have stocks that are still holding up okay, just fine. Still have a long position. And I have picked on some of the vulnerable areas in the market right now. If you like that style of management, active management, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.